Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Wealthy After 40. Today's episode is all about being intentional with your money. I believe that if you learn how to build this as a strategy with your money, it can enhance everything else you're doing, but it can also help in creating ease with your money, that you won't have to be doing as much shuffling, as much searching for expenses you've had. You know, being intentional can just do huge, huge things for, you know, helping your money. So think about it. You go to work every day. You work hard for your money. Whether you're an entrepreneur or somebody working for somebody else, you intentionally get up, you intentionally go to work, you intentionally earn that money, and you wait for it on payday. But are you being intentional with your money from that point forward? Definition of intentional is intended or planned, done deliberately or voluntarily. So I love the definition because I love how it talks about plan. So let me ask you a question. Do you plan what you are going to do with your money? And we know what a plan is. If you listen to episode 19, a plan is a budget. That is one way of being intentional. Now, I'm going to get into, you know, four different ways of how we can be intentional. But I just want you to know that being intentional means it's a planned thing. There's different ways we can plan. There's different ways we can create budgets. So really, I'm hoping as listeners, as you stay with me and learn from me, that you will not have those negative feelings towards a budget, towards a money plan, and you'll start understanding how powerful they can be. So also with your money, are you deliberate with every purchase you make? Okay, you got up every day. You worked hard. You gave to your employer. You gave to your clients. Now you bring it home. Are you being intentional? So, as I said, I'm going to share four ways to be intentional with your money. Now, by all means, this is not an exhaustive list. Again, I hope it gets your creative juices flowing and you can think about this for how being intentional can work for you. So, number one, creating a budget or a spending plan. That is one way we can be intentional with our money. We spell it out. We tell our money where it's going. We tell ourselves, remind ourselves that entire month where we said it's going to go, right? Because hopefully in that budget, we have included our goals. We have included our values. We have concluded those expenses that we prioritize in our life for now and for the future. So creating that plan as detailed as you want, right? As detailed as you need to get. But then being intentional as you're planning that it does fit in those goals. So, so important. If those goals are not in your plan, the goals will never be reached. I mean, there's other reasons why you might not reach your goal, but don't let this be one of them, okay? Sitting down, making a plan. Sometimes we might need to reach out for help, and I totally understand that. Budgeting isn't for everybody. Numbers isn't easy. But there's different ways you can budget. That is one of my philosophies. I believe that we can't just throw everybody into the same spreadsheet, into the same software, into the same anything, because we are all different. We have different personalities. We are different brains, right? Right brain, left brain, the way we think. And this is the same with budget and how, you know, down and dirty you want to get. But the most important thing here is to make sure it has your goals, okay? Number two, you can be intentional how and when you spend your money, okay? So if you've set out the budget, it's a great intention. This one builds upon it and adds another layer. For example, you go to the grocery store, you have your list. If you stick to that list, you are being intentional, right? You already had intentions of buying just those things. That right there adds another layer of intention. As you start finding those things on your list on the shelves, then you can be another intentional by saying, is this the best deal? You know, can I save 10 cents? Or could I do, you know, is this the best purchase? Or is there a better alternative? Another layer of intention. Now, I know off brands may not work for you. I totally get that. There's certain things that tried them, and that's okay. But as we are being intentional, right, we are adding another layer of savings, ultimately, is what we are doing. Now, how often you go to the grocery store can add another layer of intention. Checking our pantry and our cupboards before we go shopping, making sure that we're not doing duplication, right, is another intentional level that we are adding. So then you're at the store still. You're getting ready to check out. Maybe pause. Maybe review. Did you throw anything extra in there? Is everything on your list? Even if you did throw something extra in there, is it intentional? Does it serve your purpose? Again, it's just making sure that you're being aware. So with purchases, it's not just the grocery store. I just love using that as an example because that can pertain to, you know, personal care items at the store, even online, wherever it is. We can just make sure we are intentional. So if you need to make a large purchase, maybe, you know, you're thinking about a new refrigerator or furniture, even maybe new carpet, you know, an outside piece or something, you can be intentional by doing some research, right? We talk about finding things for the best deal, but I think we also need to determine what is the best quality. So making sure that you're intentional in doing your research, finding something that is really good quality for you that's going to serve you well. If you have a large family, you're not going to go with a cheap furniture. It's not going to hold up. So you're going to want to find quality, but you're going to want to find the best deal. So quickly online, we can check how many stores, right? We can call as well. That's all we used to have back in the day. But online is just so easy. You know, check, be intentional. And check what? At least two or three places, and you get to decide. I'm going to be intentional with doing my research, and I'm going to check these two places or these four places or what it is before I make a decision. Another intentional level with a large purchase, unless it's, you know, like if your refrigerator went out, you're not going to be able to do this, but setting an amount of time to wait. Thinking about your purchase, because sometimes, and I do it as well, that would be so fun to have. I want it. Oh, stop. Wait. Think about it. Was it fun in the moment? Do I really need it? I probably don't need it. Do I really want it, right? Is it something I value? Does it fit in with my values, my goals, my plans? And just rethinking through all those large purchases. So very important. All right. The third way of creating intention is making sure that you have a savings plan. So what do I mean by this? The quickest way to be intentional with your money, with savings, is by paying yourself first. So easy. usually employers, you know, you can say this much needs to go to here, here, and here, and you're done. This way of being intentional is done. But you can be more intentional with your savings and saying, what are you saving for? Some people are like, I'm saving money. I'm saving so much money. And I'm like, what are you saving for? And then they look at me and I'm like, that's not being intentional, right? You have savings, great, but is it best where it is? Is it serving a purpose? Are you being intentional by holding it in that bank account for what in the future? So make sure, again, that you save, you know, you have specific goals and that you're saving for a specific goal in the right place. Okay, we talk about having liquid money. We talk about investing for the future. That is being intentional in the place where savings is going to serve you well. Secondly, a lot of people are saving for emergencies, but have they really defined those emergencies? You need to be intentional with your savings and saying what each amount is for and when you can use it, okay? Sometimes there should be a plan of, if you've got one large bucket and you're like, okay, this is for emergencies, how much of that is reserved for emergencies? Or is it enough for emergencies? Or are you also mingling funds for your vacation in there? How much is that? So be sure that you are creating intention within your savings by, number one, getting it into a bank account, savings account. It's probably better to say savings account. Get it to the place it needs to be before it ends up in your checking account where you're going to spend it. And then add another layer of intention by detailing what it is that savings is for, when it can be used, what you hope to use it for, all of those things. All right, and the final way of being intentional is by setting boundaries. Setting boundaries with our money can help us in a lot of tough situations. The main thing I hear, the main thing I see is especially the children to the parents. I had to find money for them. I couldn't save that much. Really, we need to set our boundaries, okay? If you have set out a plan, and I understand also not telling your kids, and I don't think you should, we don't have money, okay? You have money. You have enough money to cover your life that you're living. Now, telling them no for something they've asked for, you can say, as a parent, I am not choosing to spend my money on that. If you want to earn money or if you have money, you can go and do that. So very, very important to set boundaries. In what areas should we be setting boundaries? Gift giving, okay? So I'm not just talking about kids in your home, but with your extended family, with wedding showers or just weddings in general, baby showers, all of the things. What is your gift limit? Saying that outright, you can tell people, especially if they're like, hey, do you want to go in on this? And you say yes, and then they come back and you're like, oh, I can't afford that. No, set your, you know, be intentional and tell them your boundary with money. I would love to go in on a gift with you, but I only have this much money. Okay? We need to be talking about these things. We need to be setting our boundaries. We have a personal space when we talk to people, and I think everybody can see when that is, right? There's the few people who are not aware of personal boundaries, but you know, you only let certain people in to talk to you at a certain distance. This should be the same with money. Helping family that is maybe in a different country or struggling, what is the limit? You need to be setting a limit for that. Number one, they should not be relying on you. And number two, it should be a choice for you of how much you're going to be giving them, okay? So it's respectful on both sides of it, and it's respectful to your feelings and having those boundaries. A final boundary that you need to set is a debt limit. So when my husband and I were purchasing our very first home, we told the lender, we want our monthly payment to be this, okay? I do not even know if we could qualify for more than that. That was the number we were comfortable with. That was the boundary we set. We told our lender and we told our realtor. Okay, that's the boundaries you're going to have to work in if you want to help us find a home and sell a home, you know. So there is nothing wrong with setting boundaries and knowing where you're comfortable with, how much you're comfortable with in those other settings, and having those in your head before it happens. You know, if a sibling comes and asks to borrow money, be prepared with an answer. You know, whether it's your family, your husband's family, or your kids, their adult children, what does that mean? Figure it out before it happens. So much easier. You won't be caught. You know, you're being intentional. You're being very, very intentional. So the four ways, again, that I talked about being intentional is, number one, creating a plan, whatever that means to you, right? Make sure it has goals in it, though. When you actually go to spend your money, create that layer of intention. You know, don't, a neat thing I found, it was just a couple of months ago, was when you go to make a purchase, try not to up level, but maybe down level, right? How many upsize? You go to McDonald's, would you like to upsize? No, I think with my money on a large purchase, if I can downsize, you know, may or may not fit, but consider it. Number three, be intentional with your savings, where you're saving and how you're saving. And number four, by setting boundaries of your money with those not in your, you know, not in your household. Being intentional with our money is an ongoing process. Realizing that intention is double-sided, first on the budgeting and the saving side, and then also when you go to spend it. So, for example, like a vacation, and you've spent this money, do you really need to spend that full amount of money? Okay, so that would be, you know, adding another layer of intention. Even if you have given yourself a budget, what if you can still save yourself $50? Why not intentionally do so? When we create these numbers, they are not tied to the exact purchase price, right? A budget, it's a guesstimate. It's the amount we feel comfortable spending. But if we are intentional, we might not need to spend it all. Gamify it for you if you need to. Hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to save $50 from this. And while that might not seem a lot to you, it actually can make a difference in another area. Sometimes we have overspending just because we didn't guesstimate right. So that is why we need to be flexible with our budgeting. Being intentional is a mindset shift. So I want you to choose one area in which you want to give greater focus. So do you feel like you spend a lot? Maybe that's the area you want to. Maybe you're not saving enough, or maybe you're like, I really haven't defined it. Or if you're the person that feels like family, kids, who knows, is taking advantage of you, go work on the boundaries. So another reminder that the money journey is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And as we learn things, as we, you know, learn a different way to do things, our progress adds up over time and we get more and more comfortable with money. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this has been helpful in getting your minds to think in a different way. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I would love to answer them. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.